Chapter 10. You were hanging out at a glory hole after school? Have you lost your damn mind? Miss Angeli growled from where she was pacing back and forth behind her desk. The sun was setting outside, casting her in a rich amber glow which seemed to highlight her rage. It isn't her fault, Bailey pleaded from where he was sitting, his butt planted in one of the two chairs in front of the desk in Miss Angeli's office. No, of course not, because it was you who were busted while she magically vanished into thin air. You were caught, regardless of who was with you. It was you, and only you, who are going to pay for this. Miss Angeli paused and reached up, wiping a tear from the corner of her eye with a thumb as she stared out over the schoolyard. You have no idea what you've done. Miss Pickwell is a monster. She's going to chew you up and spit you out. I fucked up, Bailey admitted sincerely, hanging his head. However, he recoiled, unprepared for her reaction or her anger when she whirled around to face him. You are fucked, Bailey. Do you understand that? Fucked. And there isn't a damn thing I can do to protect you or her. But it isn't her fault, Bailey shot back. I suppose it's mine, she said, her voice much lower. But her tone bore a pain that gutted Bailey. If I were enough for you, then you wouldn't run around taking dick from strangers in a dirty bookstore. All this time, Bailey was terrified of the wrath of Pickwell would bring down on him. He was so occupied with it that he didn't realize until that moment just how badly he had fucked up. Bailey choked, unsure of what to say to Miss Angeli as she turned away from him, her hand moving up to cover her face as she tried to choke back tears. Get out, she gasped. But I... Get out, I said. I never want to see you again, Mr. Hudson. The words cut Bailey deep, but even deeper were the cuts that came from the knowledge that he had hurt her. Even if it was on accident, he had hurt her. As if in a trance, Bailey stood and picked up his bag, walking quietly out of the office and closing the door shut behind him. As soon as the door shut, she lost it and began weeping. Bailey felt an ache in his chest unlike anything he had experienced in his young life. It felt as if his heart were being squeezed and would simply burst, and the harder he tried to ignore the feeling or run from it, the more intense it grew. Being alone gave Bailey time to reflect. He realized just how empty his Friday night felt without spending it with Miss Angeli. Even worse, how quiet his phone was. Even when they weren't together, they kept up a steady back and forth of flirtatious text. And now his phone sat quiet, his inbox empty. Sabrina didn't answer his text, but Dana texted him on Saturday morning. Her message was short and to the point. You're a fucking idiot. I know, was his reply. Bailey had a lot on his plate. He was facing expulsion or God knows what else at the hands of Pickwell on Monday morning. But more pressing was his relationship with the gorgeous redhead. Was it all over now? Bailey knew he had fucked up, and while the thought of losing her was heart-wrenching, it was second to the knowledge that he had hurt her. It was early in the evening, and Bailey had skipped dinner, lying in his room in a fit of depression he had never experienced before, when his phone suddenly beeped. He rolled out of his bed, his hand snatching the phone from his desk as quick as he could, his fingers swiping for any sign of a message from Miss Angeli. But it wasn't her. It was another message from Dana. It was a simple message that read, "Get your ass down here," followed by an address. Bailey thought about ignoring it, but he was going crazy all locked up in his bedroom, so he changed his clothes and headed out into the city. Less than an hour later, Bailey found himself on the sidewalk outside of a two-story brick storefront in the middle of town. The windows were plastered with music posters from local bands and advertisements for various gigs, but what stood out the most was the neon sign, which cast a pink glow onto the brick and the sidewalk below. Lesbian Pimp Records. Bailey stepped inside the shop and was taken in by the smell of aged record sleeves, incense, and good old-fashioned cigarette smoke. The shop was quite large. Stacks of records of all types surrounded an island counter in the middle of the store, while posters plastered virtually every wall, leaving the old, exposed brick to peek out in random places. There were about 2 dozen people scattered throughout the store, and Bailey quietly walked towards the middle, glancing around as he tried to catch sight of Dana. Something catchy with a smooth beat was playing through the excellent sound system in the store, but it wasn't a song he had heard before, nor a band he could recognize. Bailey reached the counter without seeing Dana, so he turned to the clerk who was sitting behind the counter, a long-haired man with tattoos covering his arms, who was rail-thin and pale as death. When he glanced up at Bailey, he grinned. "What's this playing?" Bailey asked. "Wu-Tang Clan," the man replied. Bailey glanced down at the man's name tag, which read, "Hello, my name is Go Fuck Yourself." "I don't think I've ever listened to this before," Bailey smiled slightly. "I like it." The man smiled. "First time here?" Yeah, Bailey nodded. The clerk ducked under the counter, and a few moments later produced a jewel case that had a copy of Enter Wu-Tang, and pitched it to Bailey, who caught it and looked down at it. "Take it, kid. A man can't live a full and happy life without a kick-ass soundtrack." "Shit, thanks, man," Bailey said, looking down at the CD in his hand. "I take it you're looking for something else, though." "A girl named Dana. Do you know her?" Bailey asked, suddenly remembering why he was there in the first place. "Ah, Dana. Only seen her lay out the boss with one well-placed strike. Don't piss her off." The clerk sighed, and then scooted his chair back over to the computer, pausing only for a moment to jerk his head towards the back of the shop. "Head through the doors back there. She's in a jam session right now. Just head to the back. You can't miss it," he said before going back to what he was doing. Bailey nodded his thanks before heading towards the back of the store. He stepped through the threshold, and the sound of Wu-Tang faded, giving way to the sound of acoustic guitar. Bailey entered into the dark hallway. Turning the corner, he found a room with glass walls along the hallway, showing a padded room that looked like it was built as a recording studio, but it was currently being used as a lounge. There was a U-shaped couch taking up the right section of the room. A large round table was dominating the floor space between it. The table itself was littered with wine coolers and bottles of Guinness, and a great big colorful bong in the center of the table that was lovingly crafted to look like a Bulbasaur. Dana was sitting on a stool at the far end of the room, gently strumming a guitar. She was flanked by another girl with a guitar, and one who had creamy brown skin and short black hair streaked with red. They were playing to an audience that consisted of a tall blonde woman with short, spiky blonde hair and a punkish, Billy Idol sort of look about her. And sitting in the middle of the deep couch was another man, also blonde, but he wasn't dressed like a punk, but rather in a pair of pinstripe slacks, a simple dress shirt, and the sleeves rolled up over his muscular arms. He had dark circles under his eyes, which made him look tired, but his actual eyes were still bright and beaming with life. Dana gestured with a jerk of her head for Bailey to come inside, and he did, quietly slipping into the room and then awkwardly perching on the arm of the couch as he watched the duo play. He was surprised by how different Dana looked outside of school. She was wearing dark eyeliner with a smoky blend of eyeshadow that highlighted her exotic features and made her eyes pop. She was wearing a pair of tight leather pants that looked like they were painted on, and a simple halter top with thin straps that showed off her flat, hard stomach and highlighted her exceptional chest. The sight made Bailey's chest come alive with a strange, warm tingle as he watched them finish their set. Once the girls had finished, the serenity of the room was shattered as the brown girl with streaked hair narrowed her eyes at Bailey and then the blonde man in the other end of the room. "Jesus Christ, Wesley! What's he, like 12? Is it going to be really hard to run a record store when it starts popping up on the Megan's Law website? I didn't know Grindr had a section for tweens." "Fuck you, Luna. I don't even know this guy," Wesley said, throwing his hands up in the air.
"I invited him," Dana injected.
"Ugh, sure. Cover for him, Dana. Well, if you'll excuse us, we're going upstairs to light some scented candles and fuck in the bathtub like civilized people."
Luna set her guitar down and headed for the door, holding out her hand to the blonde woman on the couch, who took it and stood.
"Spike, let's ditch these losers."
And with that, the two women slinked off down the hallway, to the stairs leading up to the apartments above the store. That was my cousin Spike, and the one with the big mouth and the heart of gold was my best friend, Luna. I'm Wesley, and this is my store. Any friend of Dana's is most certainly welcome here. Except that bitch Liz, and she knows why, Wesley said to no one in particular. Bailey felt like he had stumbled into something, but he shyly smiled and nodded his head. I'm Bailey. I know Dana from school. So this is the guy, huh? Wesley asked, sinking back into his seat. Dana crossed the room and promptly pushed her ass into the man's lap, giving it a gentle grind before she twisted and pulled her legs up onto the couch, cozying up to Wesley's chest as she glanced over at Bailey. He's the very one. Dana tells me you're having girl problems. Sit a spell. I'll see what I can do. Bailey shifted from the couch's arm to the couch proper, scooting nearer to the pair as he smirked, feeling like shit. I don't think there's much you can do to help me now. I've fucked up pretty bad. Wesley grinned. Try me. After about a half an hour, Bailey had recounted his story of how he had met Miss Angeli, how they had become a couple, and basically everything leading up to this point. After which, Wesley cracked a sly grin. Yeah, you fucked up. But if my 2 cents buy any kind of support in this argument, you're young. You didn't know better. But what I find curious is the elephant in the room, the one everyone is ignoring, Wesley said, giving Dana a pat on the ass that prompted her to slide off his lap and sit down on the couch beside him as he leaned forward to stare at Bailey. What elephant? Bailey asked, unsure what Wesley meant. Well, this chick is obviously single now. If you can't throw her some dick and keep her pleased, maybe I should give her a call, Wesley said. Fuck you, Bailey growled, finding anger swelling in his chest, one unlike anything he had ever experienced before. See, you can take a dick in a glory hole. It's all about a good time, no strings. But she's different, Wesley pointed out. He had provoked Bailey to prove a point, and now the boy's head was on fire as he realized what Wesley meant. It isn't my place to tell you what to feel, man. But sometimes, someone needs to give you a poke before you see what's right in front of you. I've loved and lost, and it's sucked ass. And not in that awesome adult bookstore way. Yeah, you fucked up. But I have a feeling there is still time to make this right. You need to be honest with yourself and with her. Dana sat quietly this whole time, but her eyes narrowed, wore an almost hurt expression as she listened to Wesley talk. But at the same time, Bailey could tell that she cared deeply for the man. The realization hit Bailey with all the subtlety of a boulder being dropped on his chest. For the first time since Friday, he felt like there was hope. I think I know what I have to do now, Bailey said quietly. Nothing more terrifying, eh, man? Wesley grinned before sinking back into the couch. Just remember, you're cruising down a two-way street, and you need to respect whatever decision she makes for herself. But I have a feeling everything's going to work out just fine. I gotta go, Bailey said, rising from the couch, a smile on his face, his demeanor completely different from when he had come in. Thanks, man. I mean it. Thanks. Wesley shrugged. My pleasure. Dana scooted off the couch and stood, adjusting her top for a moment as she spoke. Go and see if you can dig my bass out of storage, will you? I'll walk him out and be back in a minute, she said to Wesley before jerking her head towards the door, leading Bailey outside. He followed her in a daze out of the store into the warm evening air. The city was alive around them with all the tempo of a warm Saturday night in summer. He's right, you know. Don't fuck this up, Dana warned. Why did you do this for me? Bailey asked, turning to face Dana on the sidewalk. She looked uncomfortable, but she mustered a sad smile as she looked over at him. I know what it's like to want someone that you can't be with. You're a nice guy, Bailey. A bit of a slut, but that isn't a bad thing. You're a good dude, and anyone would be lucky to have you. She sighed. I hope you get your happiness. With that, she turned on her heel and went back inside the store, leaving Bailey alone on the sidewalk as he muttered a quiet, thank you, before heading home. Wesley was standing inside the huge storage space for the record store, grumbling as he looked around for Dana's bass. He didn't see it. He kept the room clean and organized, so there were precious few places it could be hiding. He figured she had done it to fuck with him. But on the off chance that she didn't, he soldiered on. "There's no fucking guitar in here," Dana said, shutting the door behind her before she quickly crossed the room to Wesley, throwing her arms around his neck as she pushed her mouth into his in a deep, hungry kiss. Wesley's hands dropped down to her leather-clad ass and squeezed, walking slowly backwards with her until his back was against the wall and as he kneaded her fleshy butt. "You don't have to do this," he gasped. She moved her attention to his neck, kissing and nipping roughly as she quickly unbuttoned his shirt. "You know what's going to happen. Just let me have this," she whispered, her hand falling to squeeze the large bulge in the front of his pants, her warm fingers nimbly gripping and stroking his rock-hard cock as his hands pushed her flimsy top up over her head, exposing her soft, silky double D's. Dana whined as Wesley kneaded her sensitive breasts, his fingers gently digging into the delicious soft flesh as his thumb slid gently back and forth over her stiff nipples, teasing them and pulling even louder gasps from the girl's lips. Wesley leaned down, angling his face so he could nip and kiss at her neck as she planted warm, soft kisses on his chest. Both were breathing hard as Wesley fondled the girl's breasts and Dana his dick. "I love you, Jew girl." "I know, you Jesuit fuck," she gasped before he pressed his lips to hers, locking her in a deep kiss for several moments before she pulled away, roughly tugged open the front of his pants, and squatted down between his legs. She wasted no time in pulling Wesley's hard dick from his pants before she tucked her hair behind one ear and leaned forward, enthusiastically, if not frantically, sucking the fat tip of his engorged cock. Dana had many talents, for art, writing, and guitar, but she was easily one of the best cocksuckers around, and she took a particular amount of pride in that accomplishment, as she sucked hard and deep, bobbing her head back and forth on her lover's cock as he cried out with pleasure. He squirmed against the wall, as if he were pinned between it and the intense pleasure her mouth was aggressively giving him, not that he complained. He reached down and bunched up her hair, holding it in one hand so it would give him a clear view of her pretty face and her smoky, half-closed eyes as she sloppily sucked him off. "Oh, you fucking bitch," Wesley gasped, trying to keep his knees from turning to jelly. Dana loved it when he talked dirty like that, and a warm redness flushed her cheeks as she closed her eyes, rewarding his dirty talk by doubling her efforts. Before his sensitive cock could process what was happening, she was moving her head faster, her warm, thick saliva coating his cock and dripping down his shaft as she moved his cock deep into her throat. Each push forward ending with her lips smashed against his groin and the entire length of his cock wedged deep into her tight, sticky throat. Dana loved to suck dick, and every bit of enthusiasm she showed as she moved her hand up, firmly squeezing Wesley's balls. She gurgled and slurped, a thick thread of saliva dripping down her chin as she used her mouth to fuck her lover's cock. After a few moments, she came up for air. Wesley used his grip on her hair to pull her head back, swooping in to give her a sloppy kiss on the mouth as his hands eagerly jerked his cock, even as her tongue danced around with his. "Get your fucking pants off," he gasped, releasing his grip on her hair as he quickly began to disrobe, dropping his clothes into a neat pile on the floor. Dana stood, letting out a ragged moan from her lips as Wesley's mouth clamped roughly over her left nipple and sucked, his tongue dancing around her areola, which made her head swim with pleasure as she struggled to peel the tight leather pants off. She pulled her breast from his mouth with a sloppy wet plop, and the suction felt incredible. She missed his mouth immediately, but she had to stoop down to pull off her uncooperative pants. As she did, Wesley sunk down on a huge amplifier nearby, his legs open as she moved over to him. Stepping over him, she reached down and grabbed his cock, angling it against her warm, hungry hole, before slowly lowering herself down on it.
Shit!
Dana gasped as she slowly began to squeeze her ass. Her warm hole snugly squeezing his rock-hard shaft as he wrapped his arms around her, hands moving down to squeeze her ass as he kissed and firmly nipped at her breast.
Shit!
She growled a second time as she roughly pulled a handful of his hair, pulling his head back before she leaned over him, pushing her breasts into his face. Wesley happily sucked and licked and nibbled every bit of flesh in his mouth. Dana was moaning constantly as he used the grip on her ass to slowly rock her back and forth, his mouth occupied with her breasts as his fingers dug deliciously into her soft flesh.
"Why the fuck are you so good to me?"
Dana hissed, the question to no one in particular, as Wesley roughly sucked on her right nipple, his hand steadily rocking her back and forth. The feeling of his huge cock pushing deep inside her made Dana's head burn with all kinds of pleasant and dirty feelings. And in this state, all she could really do was hold on and enjoy the ride.
"I love the way you suck mommy's tits," she gasped.
Wesley was moaning between mouthfuls of her delicious flesh, and the vibration sent tingles through her breasts, making it all the more enjoyable. He gently bit her nipple. In response, she let out a sharp yelp. Luckily, they were in the back of the store where no one could hear. Otherwise, anyone could stumble in through the unlocked door and find them. But even if they did, at this point, the two were too far gone to give a shit. When Wesley pulled back for air, Dana cupped his face with both hands and kissed him, her tongue pushing against his, coaxing it into a fight, which soon pushed its way into her mouth. Their tongues grinding sloppily against one another as Dana bucked her hips, moving faster on his cock than he was moving her with his hands. He kept one hand on her ass and reached between him with the other, gripping the hard shaft of Dana's cock before he firmly began to stroke it. Dana's eyes rolled up into her head, and she clamped her eyes shut, kissing him as she bounced her tight teenage ass up and down on Wesley's hard dick. They moaned into each other's mouth. Dana's bouncing her tight little ass faster. Wesley kept a grip on her smooth cock, tenderly stroking it. Dana could barely take the intense pleasure that was a cock in her ass without having her own cock stimulated. The dueling sensations were enough to make her head spin. She broke the kiss and feverishly began to nip and kiss at Wesley's neck, her arms wrapping around his chest as she bounced up and down on his cock, grinding her ass hard, back and forth, at the bottom of each movement.
I'm gonna come, she whined, burying her face in his neck.
She let out a throated moan, her entire body spasming as she ground frantically on Wesley's cock, his hand squeezing and milking the tip of her cock as she came, spurting out a thick, warm load all over Wesley's stomach. She let out an unintelligible series of whimpers and moans as she weakly ground against his cock, his hand gingerly pumping her cock, and not ceasing until he had coaxed every last bit of her creamy cock milk out. Once she had finished coming, she clung tightly to him, panting for breath. But he didn't let her rest. Instead, he grabbed her ass and held her down on his cock as he began bucking his hips upward, driving his cock quickly back and forth inside of her, which caused her to let out a cry of pleasure. She was breathing hard, her body flushed with heat and pleasure as Wesley roughly fucked her.
"Do it. Shoot it. Breed me like I'm your little bitch,"
Dana begged, panting as she licked and kissed his neck, hitting his sensitive spots as he too cried out and came, bottoming out inside her one last time before he came hard, deep inside of the cheerleader's tight little ass. Dana shivered. She felt his cock forcefully erupt inside her, her stomach burning with the hot, slightly dirty feeling of his thick, creamy cock milk filling her deepest part of her. It made her head swim. Wesley's arms moved up over the girl's sweat-slicked back and hugged her tightly, his hot cheek pressed against hers, as they struggled to even out their breathing. Dana knew at the end of summer she would be moving overseas, and that Wesley couldn't go with her. It broke her heart. But there, in that moment, all she could do was savor the feel of his rapidly beating heart next to hers.
"You're the devil,"
Dana sighed, tenderly kissing Wesley's lips.
"I know,"
was his heartfelt reply.